Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a Crab Diving Friday, everybody. The second day of the year. We're coming at you live from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown.
Where Konnichiwa.
Our teeth are fucking chattering here, in the 56 degree weather.
Oh my God, it's so cold.
We are here for the next couple hours. It's 2:03-ish Pacific time. 5-ish on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to one of our great reruns here on the network. We rerun our show. We rerun all the other great stuff that's here. Listen 24/7. Just open one of your fucking browsers. Go to crabdiving.com/live. Just leave it open.
Yeah.
Enlighten yourselves.
Yeah.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. It is cold here. I'd like to say hello to my brother who's listening in Alaska.
Yeah, he's like, you fucking...
It's cold there.
Pussies.
Yeah.
You weenies. In fact, I have a stat. We broke a record, as records go here in Los Angeles. And everybody in the rest of the country right now is doing that fuck you thing. But, you know, okay, we're used to it.
We have it coming, though. This city is just full of douchebags.
We broke a streak. We had a 375-day stretch in which the high temperatures reached at least 60. And we broke that the other day on Tuesday. It only reached 56 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So it's people don't know what to do here. There's I've said, people are walking around looking like fucking Kenny from South Park.
I'm gonna have to go out with my fleece with sleeves,
right?
Because that's what you see in LA a lot, with all those stupid sleeveless fleece vests,
right?
Which to me is like
Patagonia shit.
Yeah, right? I don't understand that. Why the sleeveless vest that's warm? I mean, if it's that cold, why don't you have sleeves on, stupid?
That's because silicone tits get really lumpy in the cold.
So that's right.
They've got to cover those babies here in Los Angeles. And pec implants, because, you know, is the town of pec implants, too.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, let me adjust my cod piece.
Et cetera. Yeah, my fake cock. The longest streak was 629 days, by the way.
We can do it again.
From February in 1993 to November in 1994.
Global warming.
A few other weather facts from the Los Angeles Times.
Ooh.
It's cold all over, it says. The lowest temperature in the United States Wednesday so far was Daniel, Wyoming. Oh, my God.
How cold?
Where it was... Now, get this. Up in the Alaska parts, it wasn't this cold. I'm assuming they're...
Right.
They're saying... We're not just limiting it to the contiguous.
Yes.
The lowest temperature in the United States of America.
Fuck you.
On Wednesday was Daniel, Wyoming, where it was 48 below.
Oh, God. That's stupid.
Just before sunrise. And that's not wind chill. That's 48 below.
Well, seriously, what do you... global warming. I thought we had global warming.
Right, that fat fuck Al Gore.
Right,
so
it's bullshit.
Just writing books and trying to make money and convincing 97% of those scientists out there
scientists.
To join in with the conspiracy that there's climate change going on.
Oh my God, we're a bunch of sheep.
The average high temperature in Los Angeles in December is 71.
That's so perfect.
With a low of 49.
Ooh, that's horrible. 49 degrees.
49 is what it was. a couple hours ago. I know we're bitching.
It was 37 degrees. It was 37 degrees on New Year's Eve.
You lose that special kind of fat. I read an article that we're not just pussies, but our bodies are pussies. That if you leave a colder climate, these certain fat cells in your body start to go away, and you're not, you really do lose your cold blood.
Wow.
It's fat.
Where'd you read that?
I don't know.
Daily Mail?
Probably. It was probably. If it's on the internet, it's true.
Yeah.
The record high temperature in California, you know, we get that all the time, is Death Valley, which is 134 degrees.
That's unreal. How do you even walk around out there? But it's a dry heat, right?
It is. It's a dry heat. There's, you know, a few Starbucks out there.
Starbucks.
You can get a nice Frappuccino.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Death Valley.
I'm sure there are.
In Death Valley?
Yeah, the last Starbucks before Death Valley.
It's got to be a real shithole, Death Valley. It's probably like Barstow or something.
In November, the average temperature in the contiguous United States was 39.3 degrees, 2.4 degrees below the 20th century average. See?
Right.
It ain't warming.
It's getting cold.
And a huge swath of Midwest and East, and the East saw temperatures much below average for the month. For November, we were above average. It was really, really nicely warm and actually hot in November sometimes. And now we're paying for it.
Welcome to the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Crab diving AccuWeather.
24/7, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
We are here 2 hours. Give us a call if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS or liar, however your mood fits. We will also be keeping our eyeballs on the Twitter. We are on Twitter at Crab Diving. Tweet us, love us, share us, retweet us.
Yes.
Et cetera.
The phone lines are open.
The phone lines are open. Our intern is manning the phones, right?
Yeah, yes.
We can might as well see what's going on in America, where the rest of the country seems to be, I guess everybody's really fucking cold, because you know what? It's winter.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
It's the crab diving news. The headlines we'll check. Let's start out dumb. Let's go to the Drudge Report and only use two-syllable words.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I love that.
Get ready, it says on the Drudge Report, because, you know, Matt Drudge has to whip up some fear about something. Get ready, FCC net vote next month. Oh, okay, so this one does piss me off. This is where I do probably agree with the Drudgies with this net neutrality.
Oh, my God.
We kind of need it. It leads to a Washington Post article that the FCC is going to get ready to vote apparently in February on whether to place restrictions on internet providers for these net neutrality kind of rules.
That's a big deal for us.
President Obama's top regulator, Tom Wheeler, who it was a controversy of a little bit when he was named by President Obama to the post, because Tom Wheeler used to be like on the board of, I don't know, Comcast or CNN or one of these shit bags that he is now allegedly regulating.
So this is the way the financial industry runs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. The guy, fortunately, this is still going on, isn't it? There's Obama was trying to name somebody to one of the higher positions in the Fed or something, and it turns out it's some Wall Street.
Some dude from Bank of America or something.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. There's no conflict of interest there. But
he's going to regulate the industry he just made billions off of.
Yeah, and we'll go back to.
Right.
To make more billions off.
I can definitely tell you that I'm not interested in anyone from Comcast or Time Warner in my government.
Well, yeah. Do you think they have what's the best interest of the people, of the nation, that's their main drive?
No.
Fuck no.
Those people that run those cable companies aren't human beings.
Right.
They're like little fucking droids or something.
So Tom Wheeler.
evil robots.
This dude told his fellow FCC commissioners before the Christmas holiday, I mean before the Sparkle season holiday.
Oh, yes, get it right.
That he is intending to circulate a draft proposal. I'll be sending a draft next month.
Take a memo.
With an eye toward trying to approve these measures within a few weeks. I love this. I love journalism, said one official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The rules are meant to keep broadband providers such as Verizon and Comcast from speeding up or slowing down some websites, ones that say cunt.
Yes.
And are against the big corporate fuckwad evil.
Just the ones that say cunt.
Dicks.
Okay.
Well, you know. That's what Rick Santorum is looking to do.
He sucks.
And
God, all these people suck so bad.
There was a FCC spokeswoman, Kim Hart, declined to comment on Wheeler's memo. But she did confirm that they're aiming for this February timetable. So remember, they asked for comments from America, from the public, and they received like the most ever for anything. I want to say 3 million. I don't have the number in front of me. I think it's about 3 million fucking comments they got. Overwhelmingly saying fuck Verizon and fuck
absolutely
Comcast with their fast lanes and slow lanes.
Well, we've got shitty internet over here compared to the rest of the world.
That's like saying,
and that's ridiculous,
right? But that's like saying, well, you know, rich people deserve brighter lights and warmer houses,
right?
So their electricity should be turned up higher. Then, because they can afford it, they'll pay more for it.
Yeah.
But the poor people, fuck, you know, them. We could turn their wattage down.
You know what it's like? It's like those little lanes. You know, there's no carpool lanes anymore, I don't think. Aren't there just lanes that you can pay?
That fucking kills me here
it's
in
a
California.
Special, you get a special, what, a pass? Highway pass that you can drive in these special elite traffic lanes?
Fuck the poor pass is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's fuck the taxpayers. Who built those fucking roads? Where'd all the money go, asshole?
And the rich guys with these little passes on their car where they can go through the special lanes probably don't pay any taxes.
Right. Right.
Those are our fucking roads out there. God damn it.
So I guess that's going to happen in February. We'll find out.
Are you optimistic about that? And I'm not.
Tom Wheeler keeps saying, well, you know, of course we take what the American public wants very seriously, blah, 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 blah. But he still says that his belief is that by allowing this to happen, I don't know how his logic works, that it'll actually encourage more competition at the smaller level. So you allegedly, he thinks you won't have Comcast owning neighborhoods, or you know, Verizon owning neighborhoods, or you will actually have actual competition that'll drive prices allegedly down.
Because of what?
I don't know. I've
the fair market.
Right. We know how that works, right?
Is he out of his fucking mind? Hey, just make it so we all have good internet, and it shouldn't be expensive.
It should be free,
right?
There are countries where there's free broadband. And Europe laughs at much of the rest of the world laughs at us, the technological world, as far as how fast our internet is here in America.
Yeah.
America's the best.
No, we're not.
Not at internet.
No, you ask that couple that they were visiting New York, and they this woman
is this
was pregnant.
Story?
No, she was a couple from the UK are visiting New York, and they happened to have their baby.
I heard that.
And they got a bill for $200,000. The baby was born premature. They were gonna, you know, have the baby in London or in England.
Well, how can they get if they go back to England? Or are they not letting them out of the country until they?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they just got a fucking bill.
Can't they bill their?
I would be like, fuck you. I don't live there.
Their home. Can't they bill their Britain care or whatever?
I don't know.
Probably not.
$200,000, though.
That's just ridiculous.
I mean, that's a joke.
And, you know, there's been memes all over the... I see them on the internet all the time about comparing costs of like a drug. Like Nexium was one I saw, which is just for antacid, right? It's a prescription antacid for people with acid reflux and blah, blah, blah. And like a weekly dose in Sweden is $20. In Britain, it's $15. In Australia, it's $18. In America, it's like $240.
God damn it! Oh my God, that makes me crazy.
But Big Pharma's got to make profits.
Yeah, small government. We don't need any regulations.
And those trillions of dollars are lonely in the Cayman Islands. They need more.
Ooh.
Electronic money.
Yeah.
Which in the zombie apocalypse is going to mean shit.
Right. Are you saying when the zombies invade, Bitcoin will be bullshit?
Well, if you can't turn on your computer.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tough.
Bitcoins are kind of hard to wield.
Use my wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
They're really gambling on no zombie apocalypse with the Bitcoin, with the electronic.
What if we get an EMP?
Right.
That's interesting. What then? What
maybe
if
they're storing them in Faraday boxes?
Well, it's stored in a special server that's protected. It's secure. Maybe secure from an EMP.
Wasn't it allegedly secure at Mount Gox? Wasn't that the big one? Where
No. That was just some bullshit that went down. They got it under control now.
Just a little.
That was a hiccup. A
few $1 million.
I'm sorry. Your $100,000. I put it. Oh, right here. Here it is.
Bitcoins took a big hit last year. I saw an article about how really poorly they did last year. Well, I mean, they had that year before, which was fucking crazy. And they went up to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars per Bitcoin. And then, you know, kind of this year, they went.
Yeah.
Now they're still. I mean, if you bought them when they were 8 cents each.
It's still good.
You're still a gazillionaire, but the overall value went down. But I keep reading, it's probably every couple of weeks I see a story about how Bitcoin was getting picked up by some big corporation or some.
Wow.
Now, like PlayStation is taking Bitcoin now for their games or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's for nerds, though. You know, you don't have Bitcoin at Home Depot.
Right, but it's obviously not going away.
Oh,
like a lot of people, you know, were predicting.
Well, if not Bitcoin, it'll be some other electronic currency, right?
Crabcoin.
Yeah.
We should make our own.
There's that dark coin that disappears right after you spend it, so there's no paper trail. You can spend it on, you can, you know, use it to buy heroin.
Don't they?
Or people.
I mean, how do you make something electronic disappear?
I don't know. It's called dark coin.
Dark coin.
It's like dark matter. You don't know what it is.
They have those dark phones, too, now. Did you see? They have, was it BlackBerry or some line of phones came out after all the NSA bullshit, and it's supposed to be the most secure cell phone that you can have.
How is that?
It encrypts your bullshit.
Oh,
you have to be able to decrypt it at the other end or something, and Big Brother can't listen in.
Does it explode after you make a call?
No, it does. There's a failsafe on it that if it wipes the whole phone if you don't put in the right code after
a
few tries or something. It doesn't fuck around. But those are available too. But the NSA is, you know, wait. We don't think that's right.
Well, can't they just design
security
something?
Terrorists, though.
Yeah, but can't they just design something that can break that phone? They can hack into phone?
Well, no, that's the problem. They can. They get irritated. Now, some of the big phone makers have said that they're going to come out and make it harder to just eavesdrop on their on conversations. There's some technology where it's going to be out of their hands. It's going to be encrypted at the either end. So the data that's going to go through them, even if they saved it, they wouldn't have necessarily the ability to decrypt it. You know what I mean? And the NSA is squealing like pigs about that, you know. But security, but terrorism.
Well, isn't that part of it, though, NSA? I mean, if it was easy to do your job, then we would need a whole big fancy department for you.
These are the people who are the Dick Cheney. If you're not doing anything wrong, well, then what's the matter?
Spend
with
a little less time
having your stuff read.
Yeah. Maybe the NSA should spend a little less time with those hookers in South America.
Right. Oh, wait.
Was that the Secret
that
Service?
Was Secret Service. Right. Yeah. Maybe the NSA.
Sorry, NSA.
Needs to spend more time with hookers. But yeah, I don't understand that mindset. So the FCC vote is the headline. Also, this is another headline we were going to talk about here, which did you hear Harry Reid? What happened? Hurricane Harry, the Senate Democratic leader, and now it pains me to say minority leader yes. in the Senate.
The gentleman from Nevada.
Yeah, was in hospital.
Oh, no.
Today, after he sustained, quote, some nasty injuries during his home exercise routine.
Are you reading from a British paper?
No, USA Today. Really?
Sounds British.
It's Lego news.
Nasty, USA Today, news for super people. Thank you very much.
The communications director for Reed said he's on his way home now to Henderson after an overnight stay at the University Medical Center in Vegas. He's 75.
Oh, shit.
He will return to Washington this weekend. He's expected to be ready to gird his loins.
What was he doing?
Battle Mitch McConnell.
How did he hurt himself?
It says he broke several ribs and bones in his face when a piece of exercise equipment broke.
That's not funny. But
and he fell.
That sounds like bullshit. Honestly, something else was going on, and they made that up. Exercise equipment broke.
What do you think, his wife got in a knock-it-down drag-out?
No. Does he have, like, a shitty Nordic track with termites?
According to his communications director, the accident occurred when an elastic exercise band broke.
Oh.
And hit Reed in the face, which then caused him to fall.
I had that happen to me.
You had that happen to you, one of those fucking straps.
It came out of the door, but it hit me on the back. And
right.
It gave me a welt.
Right. It looked like you were a way too white extra from a
oh yeah
from Roots or something.
Roots.
And ripped in the back.
I almost had to go to hospital.
That was horrible. Right.
Oh,
Reed
it
struck.
Hurt.
Part of the equipment and broke several bones near his right eye.
Stupid.
He's 75. Dude,
what the fuck
over.
Is he doing? Do yoga. He should be doing yoga. What's
then he hit the floor and broke his wrist.
Shit, it's not funny. He's having a bad
so
time.
So he got snapped by the exercise
oh,
band
shit.
In the face. Then he fell over, hit part of the equipment.
Ugh.
In, which fractured his eye.
We should make him
and
wear.
Then when he hit the floor, his ribs snapped.
Who's working out with him? Hey, a guy that age, that old, should not be doing this by himself, obviously.
Right.
Is there no footage of this?
Well, no.
God damn it. That's bullshit.
Not.
Bob Saget should be introducing this tape on America's Funniest Home Videos.
What if it was some, like, Black Ops thing? What if, what if Reed just didn't toe the line and you got a visit from a black
Somebody
fan?
Beat him up?
Yeah. I've been watching too much.
I think he's probably
too much TV.
Yeah, I think he was just fighting.
It's a false flag. It's a false flag operation.
Maybe he was sparring at his local dojo.
Doing jiu-jitsu. Wasn't he a boxer?
He was.
That's crazy.
The bare knuckle ring of life.
So they're saying he's going to be ready to go. Broken ribs, fucking.
Oh yeah, that hurts, man.
Hurt like a motherfucker.
Could you imagine though? Oh, that sucks. He just snapped and then he fell over and then he broke his ribs. So, oh, I hate shit like that. That's the worst.
Hurricane Harry.
1 second everything's fine. The next moment you're like, oh, fuck.
Right. Next,
dire
broken
pain.
Eyeball bones.
And I would be especially upset.
Eye socket.
Yeah, I would be especially upset because, like, goddamn, I'm doing this to get healthier. Now I'm less healthy.
now
I'm fucked up.
Exactly.
With no 75-year-old man should have that fucking injury, by the way. That's stupid. Hurricane Harry, take it down a notch. Yoga, and just fucking...
Well, and those exercise bands you can get for $3.99 on eBay. You think the Senate former leader would be able to maybe afford a little bit more sophisticated equipment than
don't they
the
have
cheap
a fucking
Chinese
gym?
Knockoffs that you get of...
Yeah.
No offense, China.
Well.
Or, you know...
Doesn't he have a
overlords?
He doesn't have a gym membership or anything, or doesn't go to Gold's gym, and he can have
Senate
some trainer help him.
The Senate has an amazing gym, allegedly,
right?
And they have access to all that bullshit.
Do the Republicans and the Dems work out at the same one?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. I would assume there's one.
I'm just picturing a bunch of Tea Party people in there fucking up all the equipment and using it wrong.
Right. Spraying Lysol wherever the Black Caucus was.
Right. I don't want to use that one.
The headline over at the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
It got liberal sweat all over the lat pool.
There's a photograph of Kim Jong-un, the bespectacled, very strange, very interesting.
Gangnam style.
He's in his 30s. I mean.
Yeah, he's doing good. He runs a whole fucking horrible country.
He had like gout recently or some shit going on with his leg that he couldn't walk.
Dude, he eats his ass off. He lives a corpulent lifestyle.
He looks pretty rotund.
He's well fucking fed in the middle of a country of starving people.
Well, the Uber leader, it's a picture of Kim Jong-un. And the story on the Huffington Post is that Obama, our president, our commander-in-chief, is announcing new sanctions on North Korea.
Oh, shit.
As a response to the attack on Sony. Don't fuck with our movies, motherfuckers.
I thought it was revealed that... That didn't happen.
There's still... I saw a story yesterday in what I thought it was a reputable news organization. I don't remember what it was. I just remember it wasn't like crazy bland. And... it said the same thing, that there's still pretty significant doubts that Korea pulled this off. But I don't know. I guess any opportunity to whip a little bitch slap down on Korea, why not?
Whip a little bitch slap. They should have sanctions anyway. I mean, they're a horrendous regime that tortures people.
The sanctions will target 3 companies and 10 North Korean governmental officials. I don't know if they're seizing assets and bullshit, probably, and keeping them from, keeping them from doing business with the United States at all. They're saying that none of the officials sanctioned by the U.S. government were directly involved in the Sony attack. That's what, remember, their little internet went down?
Oh, yeah.
For a couple days.
Well, they don't even have internet over there.
They do.
Well, not the people.
They have an internet. Right. It's very restricted, and you have to be in the elite to have access to it. And even then, they probably restrict access to the outside pipes.
Yeah.
to the outside world.
Right.
Of which I thought somebody said there were like four. Like four or five physical connections to the outside
world. In North Korea.
Right? I don't know if that's
good
true.
Lord.
Well, you know, why couldn't you pick it up... electronically, like, couldn't they broadcast Wi-Fi?
Yeah,
strong enough from South Korea.
I don't know.
People could pick some of it up from North Korea. What about these blimps that Facebook wants to put everywhere to give
an airship?
Zuckerberg wants to give the internet to the world, and they've got designs. They've been testing this shit.
They're just gonna fly Wi-Fi.
They're these high altitude. Hovering Wi-Fi provider.
I never heard of
stations.
This.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
And then just fly way up there above even where planes fly and shit, and they just provide Wi-Fi down to the ground below.
We need that here.
That's socialism.
Well,
how dare
you? That would be great.
Right.
I love socialism. Because I'm a commie, pinko, liberal, effete, tree hugger.
So we have... I guess we're announcing a little bit of sanctions on North Korea.
Fuck you guys.
For pissing off, Seth Rogen.
You ruined a Seth Rogen movie.
James Franco. Yeah. This is where we take a stand.
It is
They're
a funny movie.
They're throwing people in death camps.
It is. The first sequence of that film is so fucking funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
So the, what's it called? The Interview.
Yeah.
The Interview. I read that it made like $15 million, which is nowhere near what they projected it would have made had it had a normal release. But
and it should have been an hour long because the first hour was really funny. And it's as if two stoners were in charge of a project and the rest of it were like, okay.
That's when the pizza got there.
Oh, fuck this. I'm so tired of making this movie. This sucks.
Let's play PlayStation.
That's exactly what. That's a feeling I got. I'm like, wait a second. The first part was really funny. Now I've got every fart joke and dick joke you could just toss in a movie is all of a sudden right here.
Was this written by Seth Rogen?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's one of these where it's how many hands got into the script.
Right.
Like it could have been a great script all the way through. That, you know, that famous Stallone story.
James Franco plays this really like flamboyant, like TMZ style news personality.
James Flacco.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny. It's great.
And the story is they're getting an interview, right?
Yeah, they get an interview with Kim Jong Un,
and then the black van people grab him and tell him they're going to kill him. They're
right.
Supposed to kill
they
him.
Make him go on an assassination mission, which, you know, obviously goes awry.
Zany.
It does get pretty zany.
Is there weed? Do they have, is there actual weed smoking anywhere in the movie?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of drugs. There's a big old ecstasy scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. In North Korea?
Mm-hmm. No, over here.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah,
it'd be funny. Kim Jong Un.
Why don't I just act the whole movie out over the magic of the radio? Okay. Why not?
We'll move on.
No.
I
didn't mean it like that. We can still talk about it.
No, no, no.
I just felt like I was giving the whole movie away.
Oh, it's spoiler alert.
Well, not that I give a shit. What am I going to do? Cost Sony Pictures money?
They've already made 15.
Yeah, fuck off. No, we're all tired of your fucking movies. Please. Make something really good, Sony.
So that's the headline. That's even the headline on back over on Drudge now is the new North Korean.
Yay.
God damn it, don't go for our entertainment, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. By the way, we're still pissed off that they've got all these people in internment camps, and don't they do this thing where they just jail families? They just throw complete families into prison camps and kids just grow up in these horrendous camps.
Yeah, if you do something wrong against the state, they throw you, your parents, your sisters, your cousins. They make examples of everybody. It sounds like a great place to live.
It's horrendous.
Meanwhile, you've got to worship the pictures of fucking Kim Jong-un and Kim Il-twit and Kum Fuck Sung and whatever the hell they're... names.
I mean, they're like gods. They're worshipped like gods. I feel like...
How did they explain the one dying, having a grabber? I mean...
He ascended.
Right.
How did we explain it?
It was like weekly he would have a hole-in-one. Remember those news stories come out? It's like, oh, the grand exalted leader, never played golf before, went out and swung a golf club and got a hole-in-one. It's all over the TV and stuff. I'm like, come on, nobody is really buying this shit, right?
That's why they have 4 internet connections in the whole country. Right. They're trying to keep everybody at, like, beauty contestant level over there. Oh, that's horrible that I said that. Whatever. This is that clip we play from Miss Universe.
Right. I'm trying to get to it now.
That's how they want to keep the people in North Korea, though, uninformed.
Exactly, like Fox.
And so they don't freak the fuck out. Although, how would they rise up if they're all imprisoned? And it's and they've got a huge army, North Korea.
Well, that's the thing is when, how... I don't understand how the whole process works. I mean, doesn't...
What process?
You've got to be able to look around and see that everything's miserable. And the people that join the army, aren't they sons and daughters of... I mean, at what point does the army go, wait, fuck this. What are we doing?
Yeah, this is stupid.
Why are we keeping our own peeps down? And that's why they're afraid of the media. That's why they're afraid of finding out what's going on in the rest of the world. People get pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
If they find out, so... I don't know. Did you ever see even pictures of the cities? Like, they don't even paint shit. Like, colors.
Right.
Like, their cities are just, like, gray.
Yeah.
And dull and depressing.
They don't know from painting.
Right. The only time there's colors is when they whip out those parades. Love the Un parade or whatever the hell they're called. It's a really freaky kind of thing. It's very strange.
Do they claim that he doesn't crap or urinate?
Probably. Either that or they sell it.
Yeah.
Do they bronze? Really? Yeah. It's a bronze turd of the supreme leader.
Good God.
Pictures online are causing to switch gears here. Are causing outrage, kind of rightfully so. Sarah Palin, the almost vice president.
Almost. It's not like they aren't.
Wasn't like 47% of the goddamn United States voted
to
put that woman a stopped heartbeat away from...
With John McCain, no less. That's a guy who could probably get stressed out and have a heart attack.
Yeah, right. God, that would be just the most praying going on.
All of a sudden, everyone's praying. Even the atheists are like...
Oh, right. Oh, please keep John McCain alive.
Stephen Fry just said a prayer.
Right.
So they all go vegan. And wages and picket lines, I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
Pagan.
She sounds like she's on Oxycontin or Vicodin or something. I don't know.
Sounds like somebody's having a hot toddy before filming up in Alaska.
And doubled down on the Percocets.
She posted photos online.
Ooh. Selfies?
No.
No.
Showing her son Trig.
Trig. I thought it was Tank.
No, this is the youngest.
Okay.
Who's, I don't know what, four, five, six, six.
Six.
Using their family dog.
As a what?
As a step stool.
Oh, God, that's, is there a picture of it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't have it in this, story. There are a few pictures, go on Twitter, and.
They're all over the place there.
Yeah.
God, that's not how you treat a fucking dog. You're not supposed to step on a dog.
Well, yeah, and she's, and the kid's six. It's not, you know, like a little toddler or whatever. And the way she posts it, she's like, you know, oh, ha, 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 ha. Look at Trig climbing all over the dog.
That's not funny.
So now she's getting, you know, a shitstorm. Here you go. Here's the if you want to see here the pictures in the.
Oh, God.
Spark controversy by posting Facebook photos of her six-year-old son, Trig, standing on their dog.
That kid could hurt that dog.
And she was praising the kid as using the dog as a stepping stone. The former Alaska governor and one-time vice presidential candidate. Just puts a knot right under your heart.
I mean, my God, what's up with these Republicans with the way they treat their animals? Mitt Romney had his on top of the car in a cage.
She, right there, heartless.
You don't step on a fucking dog, okay?
She wrote, Happy New Year, May 2015. See every stumbling block turned into a stepping stone on the path forward. Trig just reminded me. He... determined to help wash dishes with an oblivious mama not acknowledging his signs for up, found me and a lazy dog blocking his way.
Oh, my God, you're horrendous.
He made his stepping stone.
Is that what you're supposed to do with anyone that's in your way? Are you supposed to step on their back to get what you want?
In the pics, he's seen climbing on their dog.
Well, if you're a Republican, this makes perfect sense to me. This is the way you think.
That's exactly. That's trickle down.
Let me step on the back. Right. Let me step on this guy's back.
Look at that lazy taker dog.
I need something.
And her genius one percenter son.
I'm going to put my boot on your neck.
And the dog's black.
Oh, yes. Oh, please. That's not lost on me.
There you go.
Come on.
Most people, although the post has already garnered 50,000 likes, but also generated thousands and thousands of negative comments. What kind of ignorant fool lets your child do this? One writes, cruel, selfish, despicable, that poor dog, and an otherwise mother who don't understand discipline.
Yes.
People are calling it abuse, animal cruelty.
Cruelty.
But other commenters are defending Palin. It's no big deal. The dog would have moved if it was actually in pain.
The kid stepped on the fucking dog. Dogs are trusting. You can't do shit like this to a dog. It'll fuck him up.
And then if that poor dog is hurt and turns around and snaps that kid.
Oh, yeah.
And nips that kid in the leg.
It's the dog's fault.
Who's getting put down? Oh, yeah.
Well,
Not that the kid should get put down. It should be the mother who's not right. Responsible for this. She should be telling this kid, get off the dog. You're hurting it.
Well, I mean.
But no, that's empathy.
Right.
That's not in the Republican handbook.
Dude, she's got a family when they roll up to a party in a stretch limo. I mean, you know, her family, they roll out and they start beating the shit out of people.
And
Tank has to take off his shirt.
What a bunch of shitheads.
Really? A little white trash.
Stretch Hummer.
No, a stretch Hummer limo. That's right.
Yep.
How classy.
On Twat's birthday or Tunk's birthday. Or
did it have a stripper pole in the middle of the back?
Torque's birthday.
The limo?
Probably.
Yeah. A stripper pole.
That's what Bristol's kid was playing.
Oh, with. Yeah.
My son's in the car. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. My son's in the car. What, yeah. Then why did you start a fight? Yeah. Why did you start a goddamn riot at this party? Listen, they went to, someone invited them somewhere to a party. And your family shows up to the party and starts a fucking fight.
Yeah, the bad dogs at the dog park.
You are an asshole. Right. Now your dog, now your kid is stepping on the neck of a dog to get to the sink.
Let's put it this way. There was no fight before you got here.
That's weird. It was fine before you arrived.
Everything was fun until you...
The country.
The long, ridiculous car showed up.
The country wasn't fine before Sarah Palin showed up, but we didn't have this Tea Party bullshit going on.
God,
she started the Tea Party, right? Kind of?
Kind of instrumental, and it all was kind of burbling up at the same time. I mean, that's one of the reasons.
People instantly liked her.
He picked her. Oh, yeah, because she's a rogue.
Dumb assholes.
She's going rogue.
They want to believe in fairy tales instead of science.
Soccer mom. I'm just a soccer mom.
Have fun.
I don't want a soccer mom.
Right.
With the finger on the button.
No.
I don't want, no offense to soccer moms.
I don't want your finger on the button. You told your kid to step on a dog.
I don't want me with the finger on the button. I don't know enough about what's going on.
How about no buttons?
Right. Well, we need buttons.
We don't need all the buttons.
Not all the buttons.
We don't need the buttons. It's like nuclear annihilation.
We could cut down 90% of the buttons.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know. How about feed people?
Clothes boring.
People, put people homeless in houses. And
listen, if you're
sure
poor,
the word homeless vet doesn't exist. The term. Yeah.
If you're poor or homeless, and you just have to, chin up and step on a dog.
You're right. Use a stepping stone.
Yeah, like Trig.
So she's rightfully getting some shit, Sarah Palin.
God
serves her right.
And it's stupid. It's kind of great in a way because she posted it, right?
And proudly. Like,
she posted it.
Yeah.
On purpose.
She did.
She didn't pull an Anthony Weiner. Shit, there's my dick.
It wasn't.
What a dumbass.
She proudly displays her dick. Speaking of dicks, this we've had for a couple days. We're going to finish it up now before we go to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, here. We're here for, until another hour and 20 minutes till 4 p.m. Pacific till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. And then we're available later in the evening or, sometimes the next morning for download as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher.
Follow us.
And on Crab Diving.
Share us.
Share love. Spread.
Spread the crabs.
The Rick Wiles. This guy, we played the clip of him yesterday. He's got the six. He came up with the history of what's heavens. Destroyed America. Do you want to hear that again?
Oh,
always
please.
Fun.
So
yes.
How was America seduced? How did we fall so far, so fast after World War II? What started with Hugh Hefner's Playboy pornography in the 1950s? Which grew into a cancer that is now a multi-billion dollar pornography industry. Second, the nation's morality was attacked by rebellious rock music. Third, it was attacked by drug abuse. Then it was attacked by abortion. Fifth, it was attacked by feminism. Sixth, it was attacked by political correctness. Seven, it was attacked by homosexuality. And eight, it was attacked by socialism.
Ooh.
As 2014 comes to a close, this nation is teetering on collapse, and there is no guarantee it will even exist in its present form a decade from now.
God, I hope not.
I gotta tell you, that
I
is
hope
just...
the police aren't beating the shit out of each other in 10 years. I hope racism isn't rampant. I hope homophobia isn't rampant and misogyny and Islamophobia. I hope the country isn't the country it is right now in 10 years.
Talk about fear-mongering, though. God.
Right.
The world will be destroyed in 10 years.
Oh, well, here you go. To continue this, then, this one deserves being chopped up into pieces. This
guy is just a charlatan.
So he's worried about Russia again now.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently the Islam isn't scary enough for the ninnies. He's got to fire up the old evil bear of Soviet Russia again. And this is probably his age. I think he's an older dude, maybe. I'm going to have to look him up.
He has a bomb shelter.
But he may be more of the Cold War is pure evil, you know, communism is pure evil kind of guy. So he might be going back to his old favorites. But he's worried that Uncle Nipples, Vladimir Putin, is just, you know, going to get pissed off the way the ruble's tanking and sanctions that we had. And he's just going to start invading. He's gonna Red Dawn us.
What's he going to do? Is he going to drive some boats over to Florida and storm Daytona Beach?
Listen.
Worst case scenario is the submarines come up on the West Coast and the East Coast and they just obliterate us while we sleep at night. That's worst case scenario. And friends, I'm telling you right now, it's a real possibility. It's a real possibility that can.
Here you go. It's a real possibility.
Well, I mean, okay. So they're going to. There's how many subs on each coast is he talking? Do they have five? Are they full of warheads? I mean, they could.
They're just going to pull up, unzip, and unload on the eastern and western seaboards.
Oops. Are the Ruskies going to storm the beaches?
Well, I don't know. Let's listen.
The possibility that could happen any day. We are on the edge of World War III. And you know.
But we're not.
You know.
But we're not.
There's a crazy article somewhere about how some dude predicts that World War III will happen quite soon. It's somebody in the CIA. It's on. God damn, I wish I could remember what website. I was in some fucking right-wing nut job.
Awesome.
Vortex this morning.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Sometimes. There's a... speaking of right-wing nut jobs before he finishes, Glenn Beck is back. Supposedly he's going to have a new station or...
Wait, is the Blaze no more?
Well, no, he's still going to keep...
Yes, to a box of dildo.
He's still keeping the Blaze... but this is a headlines or explanations. I don't know. He's starting a new channel, new show.
Wow.
Crazies. Glenn Beck is spread.
So he's got a whole network.
It's just like ours.
What? This time, the United States of America does not have divine protection.
Mm-mm.
Because
we lost our divine protection, guys.
Yeah, you see our God condom popped off.
Oh, no.
We become a nation of homosexuals and atheists. And
we become a nation of homosexuals and atheists and sadomasochists.
Right.
And
homosexuals
scumbags.
And atheists is the reason that
and deviants.
That the Lord is no longer.
And gimps.
Going to save us.
I love
of
it.
Homosexuals and atheists and lesbians and God haters.
It gets better.
We told God to get out of this country. Did you?
Get the fuck out,
God. Bye-bye.
Get out.
See ya.
We told God to get out of this country. Did you forget that? Did you forget that this country told God to get out? We don't want God in this country. We don't want his name on our public buildings. We don't want his Bible in our schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
You told God to get out.
Right. We don't want his name.
Right. But if he's the almighty master and creator, why should that matter to God? Why did he get out?
Exactly.
Wouldn't be like, no, I'm going to stay. I created you.
So.
You're mine.
I'm going to smite your fucking ass.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Here, have some AIDS.
Yeah. A couple of progressive senators in Connecticut said no Bible in their classrooms. And God's going to be like, oh, there was a referendum.
Right. I am so out of here.
Goodbye. Right. I got voted out. I'm an all powerful deity and being that can wield fucking lightning. Oh, you voted.
I'm sorry. Going to go hang out in the Philippines for a while.
Yeah, why the fuck would God put up with that in the first place, Rick Wiles? Why wouldn't he just turn us all to... What, he would smite the fuck out of us?
Well, he has.
You ever think about that?
Remember that flood?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget that. And then, you know, God was so upset with what he did, he promised he wouldn't do that shit again.
Oh, yes.
until Sodom and Gomorrah. Or wait, right. Was Sodom and Gomorrah before
or after Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
Well, it would have to be before, because then some Sodom and Gomorrah would have happened in the water.
Water went away.
When?
After the flood.
Okay.
Where we'd still be. This show would sound a little different. be like a Kevin Costner movie.
Oh, yeah. Waterworld. Oh, look, I have gills on my neck. Yeah. It's like a vagina. Right. Don't worry about me. Fucking Waterworld.
A new term for the little man in the boat.
Yeah, could you imagine you wrote Waterworld and you gave it to somebody? I would think that's the time to be in movies.
Wasn't that a...
Because that got made.
Was it a... graphic novel maybe or something?
I have no idea. You know how you pitch that? It's Mad Max, but on the water instead of the desert. Bam.
We should do one. It's
air?
It's Mad Max on Mars.
How about in the air? Okay. No, the
Mad
air.
Mad Max in the air. Mad
Max on floats. Air. Everybody's on like little, I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
You could do a movie like that old movie with Raquel Welch where they shrunk down into the little submarine and go into somebody, and it could be like Mad Max in somebody's ass.
Oh, God. What movie was that in somebody's ass?
Fantastic Journey.
Fantastic.
I think it was. Wasn't it? The Incredible Journey. The Fantastic Journey.
Into this guy's ass.
You know what I'm talking about? There was a movie with Raquel Welch was wearing a really tight bodysuit, white.
Is this the one with...
And they shrunk them in a magic science beam to go inside some dude to... somehow do some medical procedure that only a shrunken...
Was Rick Moranis in it?
No. Raquel Welch, man.
Oh, yeah,
I
mean,
Raquel Welch days, like 60s.
I don't know that 70s. Movie. That sounds amazing. So they shrunk a bunch of doctors inside in a tiny capsule to do some medical procedure
right,
on
some guy.
Right,
and then they get attacked by white blood cells and shit.
My God.
Here we go. The Fantastic Voyage is a 1966 science fiction film. Based on the story, blah, 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 blah. It's about a scientist who's nearly killed in an assassination... and the medical team who shrink to microscopic size and venture into his body to repair damage to his brain.
Oh, shit. However, I love it.
However,
oh, no.
An unknown assailant tries to sabotage their mission.
What happened?
The original story took place in the 19th century.
Oh.
It was meant to be a Jules Verne-esque inspired adventure.
Right.
then they abandoned everything but the miniaturization and turned it into like a Cold War kind of movie.
Oh, okay.
There you go. We rent that.
What a crazy
film.
It's
worth it. Stephen Boyd, Raquel Welch, Edmund O'Brien, and Donald Pleasance. Budget of $5 million in 1966.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Well, they had to shrink Raquel Welch down.
But it made 12. And mostly what they shrunk down was her outfit, because they have the scene where they're they're out in the blood vessels trying to shoot nasty bugs or viruses or something.
Disease.
And they're all wearing these you know, really inadequate space kind of suits.
Yeah,
they're not like big, bulky. They're
was Raquel Welch
their jumpsuits.
Like?
Oh, hers is shrink-wrapped.
Is it ridiculous?
Big, giant cans, white. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, listen, we got your costumes right here in this little Ziploc bag.
They knew what was going on.
Yeah. Fit my pocket.
It won Best Art Direction at the Academy Awards.
It won an Oscar.
66. Best Special Effects in 1966.
No nod to Raquel Welch, Best Actress.
She did not. It made the AFI's, it was nominated for the AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movies list.
Isn't every movie that?
Didn't quite make it. I know.
We
could make a movie and have
it
nominated.
Right, I want it nominated. I nominate Gung Ho.
There you go, Fantastic Voyage.
Wow.
I highly recommend for
I want to see it now.
Shitty sci-fi movie, from the 60s. You expect that. And Raquel Welch in a tight suit.
Awesome.
There you go. Raquel Welch in her
70s. It's like the Barbarella.
Right.
The Barbarella era.
Kind of that kind of a little bit of a kitschy feel to it, you know. Anyway, here's Rick Wilde some more. He's all fired up, right?
Yeah.
He's getting pissed off.
He's upset.
He's starting to rail about how we've kicked the Lord out of the schools and off of trying to rip him off of the buildings and all the people masturbating and shit.
He's saying God has forsaken us because
we've kicked him out.
Because of homosexuality and no prayer in school and stuff like that.
Even though, pick up a dollar.
Yeah.
What's on a dollar?
Let's see.
God we trust.
I got, well, now let me see. That's on my dollar. Right.
God's gone. Holy God's shit. Kicked out of the public sphere.
He's not on there anymore. Yeah, there's no God on this dollar.
Some atheist crossed it out.
This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Of course, there's some creepy Masonic shit on the back with that whole pyramid with the eyeball
what
hanging
is
over
saying?
It.
God we trust.
Like that. I think it's on the back. So here's,
holy shit,
here's
right above more, the word one.
Here's some more Rick Wiles.
Aim on our public buildings. We don't want his Bible in our schools. We don't want his... We don't want his word to be spoken in public venues. So we told God to get out of the country.
God, he's so dramatic.
Get ready.
So we told God to get out of the country.
What if he got out? What if he left? What are you going to do, America, if he left and the Russian nukes show up? If the Russian submarines show up and you find out God left? Who are you going to call on? All you atheists and all you homosexuals, all you God haters, all you Jesus despising people out there that hate the name of Jesus, that despise his name, who attack Christianity? What are you going to do when the Russian submarines show up? Who are you going to call upon? Is your gay God going to come and save you?
There it is.
Is your gay God?
Gay God
is your queer deity coming?
Riding, sliding down a rainbow in a thong, a besequins thong.
Somebody call gay God.
Somebody call gay God.
Wait, listen. This atheist is into gay God. That sounds like fun.
Is your gay God gonna come and save you?
Oh, please.
Collapse, and there is no guarantee it will even exist in its present form a decade from now.
Oh, that's the wrong one. I was trying to get gay God again, and I went to the end of the...
God, he's loony.
What are you going to do when the Russian submarines show up? Who are you going to call upon? Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Is your gay God?
Yeah.
The way he says it.
Is your gay God?
Yeah, my big gay God.
So, Rick Wiles, warning... of the fact that all us Jesus-hating atheists, homosexuals, God-hating. He had God and
atheist.
Jesus-hating.
Atheist was an important one in that list he rattled off.
Jesus-denying, God-hating.
Atheist.
What are you all going to do? Because, of course, we need God to defeat the Russians?
Who are you going to call?
Godbusters.
Not your gay God.
No. The gay God's out having fun.
Oh, yeah.
What's gay God out doing?
Gay God can't come to the phone right now. He is definitely not dying for your fucking sins, stupid.
Gay God's off in Ibiza.
Gay God's at the club.
Doing something.
Yeah. Fuck it. Gay God's at Pilates class. He doesn't have time.
Gay God?
What am I going to sit around, get fat, listen to your fucking prayers all day? Please.
So that's the kind of shit that's going on in Rick Wiles' head. Worried that the Russians are going to come, and because of all the homos and all the atheists, that we're not going to be able to defeat the evil red tide.
God, he is just particularly nuts.
And he's the one that's got, what is it?
The red tide of communism.
He does the End Times radio broadcast.
Oh, okay.
So, how long is that going to go on?
I think it's brilliant, because I think that's what these... right-wing nutjob Christian lunatic folks like, though.
How long do you rent
they
the
like
studio
scenarios.
For? How long do you rent the studio for?
For as long as they're paying.
But, I mean, how far ahead do you go if the rapture's coming?
Oh, yeah, I see. I see.
How far ahead do you pay?
Yeah, but I imagine that's a sin, though. Thinking like that is probably a sin in some way.
Trying to predict when the Lord is going to...
No, just like not living your life because you think the rapture is impending. I bet there's a sin against that. I bet that's a sin because if you think about it, those people, they don't want their flock to think about, live their life as if God is coming soon. Well, then they'll just stop giving to the church. They'll stop doing anything. Maybe they stop coming to church. So you're like, fuck it.
But then they're going to put a McDonald's in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Bring those fat fucks to church.
I think my theory's wrong. I think they'll come to church and hang out. I think that'll be the best time. I mean, that's the best time, right? You hang out with a church, especially if you're a preacher.
Right.
And God comes back and says, see, I told you. It wasn't bullshit. I wasn't lying. You see, atheists, that'll be the best time to be at a church.
I just found another clip, and if I can get the technology to work here, I might be able
to. What can I do to help?
To bypass the editing process here.
No, Pat's got his finger on a level, okay. Bringing up Channel 7.
Well, let's see, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try.
What lives at Channel 7?
To see if it's a direct feed.
Oh.
From the computer.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if this works here.
Direct feed.
Let me ask you this question. Why is it so difficult for most people in America to realize that Barack Obama is a jihadist and that he has formally, officially switched sides in U.S. foreign policy? The U.S. now officially supports the Muslim terrorists and opposes Israel. It's not that difficult to see what's happening.
It's not, Ryan.
We officially support the Muslim terrorists trying to kill Israel, guys.
The
next
host
issue
of True News, Rick Wiles, lamenting on Monday that all of his predictions about President Obama's evil commie plans to start race wars is coming true, but nobody's listening to him.
Yeah, people love these fucking apocalypse scenarios, and that's why this Rick Wiles,
W-I-L-E-S.
That's why he might be successful getting listeners, because his show is called End Times.
You're right.
So you know when you tune in, there's going to be it's bullshit about the end of the world.
And True News, if it says true, then it's got to be true, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here in the USA, Barry Satoro, alias Barack Obama, continues to lead his Marxist revolution to overthrow American society and its government. We have Marxist communists marching in the streets of U.S. cities, chanting, what do we want? Dead cops now. And what happens? Cops sitting in their cruiser get shot in the head.
Okay.
Is it any surprise that this is happening?
There we go.
Unrelated events.
There we go.
But if you mention them in the same speech.
Exactly.
They are now related.
That's right.
It doesn't even make any sense what he's saying.
Well, right.
And then that was based on bullshit, that chant, right?
Well, there was some footage of some assholes at some protest who were saying we want dead cops. I think they were shouted down too, though. I think they, you know, you're always going to have lunatics.
Right.
Look at, they have Westboro Baptists who are protesting at funerals and the NYPD.
Yeah.
Who are protesting at funerals.
Wow, that's amazing. Think about it like that.
The American people in 2008, that Barack Obama is a dangerous Marxist communist revolutionary who will start race riots and another civil war and set America on fire. He's getting away with his radical revolutionary agenda because people can't believe it's actually happening.
Because it's not happening.
Yeah. And he said he's going to set the whole country on fire.
People can't believe it's happening. Because it's not happening.
Can you imagine Barack Obama running around the White House sprinkling gasoline on everything?
Right, he set the world on fire. His Marxist communist revolutionary agenda.
All of a sudden, he's like a meth addict.
He's setting it.
I want shit to burn.
Here's the end of Rick Wiles.
But it's so surreal that people can't bring themselves to admitting that a Marxist communist revolution is actually underway in the United States of America.
And the answer to that then would be a Christo-fascist takeover.
Right.
To fight the communist revolution that he sees. That would be his vision.
God, I get see people like this, it makes me think that he's just performing. I mean, maybe he believes this on some level, but God damn it. I mean, it just is so cheap. It's just so cheap, isn't it?
It's just like
feeding on stupid people.
Right. And so blatant, like this guy.
Yeah.
We know. In the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists, and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who...
Anyway, but, I mean, that's like a cartoon. That clip right there.
It's hilarious.
With Wayne LaPierre. I mean, you talk about fear-mongering. He's listing 20 different types of killers that are waiting to grab your white daughter.
My God. I read a story today. It was a retrospective. A look back in 2005 in Texas. This family was shot to death by someone.
Don't mess with Texas.
No shit. I mean... This guy was mentally ill, went into a home with an AK-47. Somehow, he was able to get a hold of. Shot everybody to death, except the daughter. Because the daughter laid there, and she played dead. And he went to shoot. He actually missed. And she was just telling the story. It's 10 years later. She's like, my whole life is fucked up.
Like, that. What happens when that two-year-old who picked the gun out of his mom's purse.
I don't know.
And shot his mom in Walmart when he learns that fact
when he's older. I mean, you might say that that might impress upon him for the rest of his life that maybe we shouldn't have so many guns. Right. I mean, that...
Quite a lively conversation going on. One of our friends on Facebook, who has called the show a couple of times, yeah. Has an opinion about what happened with that mother in
Walmart.
Well,
I mean, you know, you have to admit it is kind of an interesting thing that happened, because usually in these stories, it's some innocent person that didn't really make a choice to put themselves around a fucking weapon of mass destruction at a fucking Walmart. It's an innocent person getting shot. Right. That had nothing to do with a fucking gun. Yeah. In this instance, it's the person that...
If karma's going to hit... what you're saying, usually it's a complete innocent, like that jack off in that guy who dropped his gun and shot it through a hotel wall and killed the kid.
Oh yeah,
12-year-old kid or something in the room next door, just sitting there with his family having vacation. Next thing, a bullet comes through the wall because some fucker in the next room decides that he feels safer carrying a gun around.
Luckily enough, the idiot gun owner in this case, it was her. It wasn't somebody innocent.
Right.
She fucked her kid's life up because she decided to put her stupid fucking gun in her purse.
And Brooke
off
puts that.
No safety, loaded.
Oh, the safety, right. Yeah.
No safety, loaded. Kid finds it in the purse, blows her head, you know, shoots her.
And Brooke puts it, you know, pretty bluntly. And some people are just fighting with him.
Right.
About it. One guy in particular, there's some right-wing nut job that kind of jumped into that thread.
Why is it? You just think, what? It's an interesting thing, because, like, I don't know how right-wing America responds to this story. I mean, what can you say? Because this was a gun owner who fucked up, right? A smart person. She was smart.
Right. And they're just saying it's just a horrible tragedy. It just...
agreed.
that she... was expressing her Second Amendment rights to keep her family safe, and a tragedy happened.
Yeah. I mean, that.
And maybe she fucked up.
Right. Maybe she.
By
did.
Having the safety off and having it just sitting there in her purse.
I mean, she could have had the gun unloaded and the safety on, or she couldn't have had the gun there.
Or holster.
There would have been a 0% chance of someone getting shot had that gun not been in her fucking purse.
Right.
But hey, listen.
And I don't know, for every, you occasionally see a story, especially, you know, Fox Trumpets D is with their loudest volume. Anytime a citizen saves the day with their gun.
It happens all the time.
You know, 7-Eleven guy thwarts robbery by shooting a horrible brown guy. You see those stories. But for every one of those, there's 10. I dropped my gun and it shot somebody's dick off.
Think about the gun deaths, all the gun deaths in Sandy Hook. And that's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. You know what my friends say too? I have some right-wing nut job friends on Facebook. You know, I grew up in the South.
Sure.
They always say these mass shootings, the comments are always like, that's why I'm always armed. That's why I'm always armed. Because I think the idea is they think they can be Chuck Norris when something starts happening, they can whip out their pistol and two in the head, one in the chest. They save the day.
Well, and we did a story not that long ago. Go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of this and all the other great stuff that's here on the network. We did a story not that long ago about the guy that had just bought a shiny new lovely gun,
right,
for his protection and got robbed of the gun.
Oh, shit. What do you do?
Like, he was carrying it. The guy's like, I like that gun. He picked up his gun,
right,
and pointed at the guy and said, give me it.
Yeah. You're going to have to give it to him.
So there you go.
Stupid asshole. Right.
And guess what? Gun stores get robbed.
Yeah. How's that, though?
Huh?
How does that happen? Don't they have guns to protect themselves?
Well, right.
And so the gun doesn't. Guns don't necessarily prevent crime.
I don't feel any safer if I'm walking in. If I'm waiting in line at Starbucks and the jerk off in front of me has
an AR
strapped to his back.
Well, listen, the guy.
In fact, it's just the opposite.
Right. The guy that's supposed to be our Surgeon General, didn't he say that guns are a threat to our public safety and health?
He said. Even more innocuous than that, and the NRA just jumped over him. He said it's a public health issue. That's it. It should be looked at as a public health issue. All this lead flying at human bodies. Because guess what? Our public health system has to take care of bodies that have lead flying through them.
Jesus.
So it is a public health issue. But that was the entire blockage for him to get... to become Surgeon General is because the NRA told all of its toadies in Congress, no, in the Senate, you can't vote for him because...
How depressing.
Because we don't want it. He hates
guns.
Because
we told you to.
That's exactly it. And most of them did. So they had to go nuclear.
Nuclear.
And that was one of the things that they voted through before the evil takes over in a couple of days.
Right. What's the name of the organization... The parents from Sandy Hook, they have an organization.
They're
lobbying, you know, of course, for gun laws. And MSNBC put up a story that's a little encouraging if you're into gun control and you don't want to get shot in the fucking face. It lists like the good things that organization has done on local levels, on smaller levels in government, as opposed to like, you know, federal laws.
But then the fucking NRA. And it's the same thing that's happening with the big energy evil fuckwads, is that people are passing these local and county laws. We don't want fracking. We don't want guns. So then they just buy state legislatures and they own the representatives of the state. And they say, well, make sure you pass laws to override that and don't allow those people for those votes. They're saying, you know, we should be able to take over eminent domain. Fuck them. It's better off for the state to make... It's better off for us to make money. I mean, it's better for the state if we take their land and frack the fuck out of it. Who cares if you poison the water and they have kids with seven eyes and...
Oh, a child with seven eyes. Amazing. Could you imagine?
Like a spider.
What would your eyebrows look like?
Or one. This is one monobrow. We could take a little break here. We're going late. We only got 45 minutes left of the show, but we could take a little stretch, refuel, purge, do what we need to do.
Yay.
I've got another song off of the Pull My Finger album.
Oh, awesome.
From Talkeetna.
Oh, more Bathtub Gin?
More Bathtub Gin. This is...
I love it.
This is track... damn it. This listing thing... It doesn't show.
You can't
the name
see the title.
It says track 22. Bye Bye Blues.
Oh, yeah.
From the album Pull My Finger.
Very nice.
Bathtub Gin. We'll be back in a few minutes. Everybody, don't go away. Give us a call if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. Tweet us at Crab Diving. Whatever. Go refill. Fill your glasses. Empty your bladders. We'll be back.
La Resistance.
party is so fuzzy. My party is so pink. And when you touch my party parts, you make me want to scream. Like ecstasy, my party's up in smoke. My party's got to wiggle, my party's got to grow. And when it parts, your party parts, my party will explode.
We're back on a Crab Diving Friday, everybody. Get your party parts ready. We are going to be here for the next 40 minutes till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern.
Yes.
Not the Western, the Eastern type
the
coast.
The Western coast.
I thought the Western.
That was Alex Vols, by the way, party parts.
Alex Vols, party parts. And before that was a little bit of Bathtub Gin.
Yeah, it's my brother's band.
Yeah, from Alaska.
Aloha.
Aloha?
I don't know.
I wonder what they say.
Well, that's the other weird state. I always think about Hawaii and Alaska together for some reason. I mean, you know.
They both joined in the same year, right?
I don't know.
The Stars and Bars.
Really?
Not the Stars and Bars.
That's the bad one.
On the Stars and Stripes.
Right.
Stars and Bars is the bad one. Flying over the what? Mississippi? No, Alabama. Right?
No, Mississippi.
Still? Is it Mississippi State Capitol still?
Oh, yeah.
Or Alabama?
No,
State
some Mississippi college.
One of them.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, and by the way, sure. Yes, the Confederate flag is flying somewhere in Alabama.
Somewhere.
Okay.
I'm sure. Flying.
Tatted to many a shoulders. I'm sure it's airbrushed on the side of many redneck trucks.
Right. In the news, there's Elon Musk has filed for divorce.
No, no.
Gazillionaire, entrepreneur, Tesla dude.
Good. I'm against him being married. I think that's stupid.
He and, again, this is the second split up for the two of them. They've gotten together and split up before. His British actress wife, Tallulah Riley. They've agreed to amicably end their marriage, according to a joint statement.
Tallulah.
It's their second split since 2010.
Oh, my God.
It's been 4 years they've split up twice.
Well, listen, he works all the time. He's working on these magnetic tubes where you can just get in a tube and, boom, you're in San Francisco.
There was a prenup.
Uh-oh.
The statement went on to say that she would receive a $16 million settlement.
Oh, my God. That's so much money.
But he is one of the world's wealthiest individuals with a net worth estimated at $8 billion.
Holy fuck.
With a baboo.
$16 million's enough.
So, she'll be okay.
You're not going to see a difference in your stupid fucking lifestyle.
They've been living apart for the last 5 months, it says.
Is she fighting for more cash?
After remarrying, or after they married in July of 2013. Oh, so they weren't married before, and then they broke up, and then they got back together and got married, because, you know, that's a great idea. And then they, I don't know if they have kids or not.
Well.
He's 43. He channeled a dot-com fortune into a series of ambitious ventures. SpaceX, so he's, you know, got that private
right
spaceship company.
Did he also do Axe body spray?
I don't think so. Yeah, Musk. Because of the last name.
Yeah.
I met him once. He's on the set of a movie that his sister was directing when I first moved to Los Angeles years ago. And his sister was a friend of my friend. So we were hanging out on the set and everything. And he showed up and they needed I think it was his McLaren, a car, you know, $150,000.
They needed to borrow his car.
Yeah, they wanted it for the shot. And she's like, oh, my brother's coming with his McLaren.
We can use that.
Exactly. And he hung out for the shoot that day. And
why not,
like that.
Man?
And he was his car was amazing. And he seemed like a nice enough dude. I mean,
is it $16 million to his wife for the divorce? Is that one lump sum or is that monthly?
It just says she's receiving $16 million.
God, that's a lot of cash.
He co-founded PayPal.
No, okay.
How he made his dough.
God, Elon, no offense, man. Fuck off. I got to tell you, I have more problems with PayPal. It's just horrendous. Like, you've ever had to retrieve your password on PayPal?
Yeah, I've had problems.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. So, yeah, okay, you co-founded PayPal. Congratulations. Now, I'm sure you're still working on that to make sure it's, you know, not shitty.
He's also
for the rest of us.
Kind of a big lib, though, because he's doing, he heads up Solar City, a company which makes solar panels for homes and businesses. He operates his own foundation.
Ooh.
That focuses on education, clean energy.
Right.
And children's health.
Too bad he didn't put that much time in his fucking marriage, huh?
Right. He's only out helping millions of people. Yeah.
Again, this is a guy that should not be married. Don't waste your time being married. Do something. I mean, you are, but do more.
Do you think it was like on TV? You know how we always talk about this when we're watching TV shows about how it's usually, either way, if it's the woman who's the lead and she's like a doctor or a lawyer or a cop, invariably, her husband is pissed because she always has to go to work to save the world or to save babies or to do whatever. Or the other way around.
Yeah.
If it's the husband who's saving the world from whatever, he goes home after Jack Bauering saving the planet. And she's like, I can't believe you missed it.
Wasn't that the story on Blacklist?
they keep doing that.
They did that on Blacklist, right? With the female lead.
Yeah. And it's
she's right out there on a mission to save the president or some bullshit.
Right.
And he's like, you don't have time for me anymore. Right. Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to keep the world from blowing up, stupid. Jack Bauer spends all the time on 24 talking to either a girlfriend or ex-wife, his fucking daughter. Meanwhile, Valencia goes up in smoke. Valencia, he lost Valencia, California because of these broads.
Because of the broads. Because it needs broads.
We talked about it the other day, but God.
But it's both sexes.
In 24, when they blew up Valencia, it really was like, really? Valencia, California? Right. Don't know that I'd see a difference. It's kind of trashy out there, no? A bunch of neck tats and ear spacers.
Might be why it was selected.
It's the worst place on the planet. Hey, let me tell you something.
Malibu.
Oh, yeah. No, say Malibu.
We're talking, yeah.
Not really, though. Who in Malibu is that is worth a shit that could help you at the end of the world, the zombie apocalypse?
Probably Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon could, sure.
In Malibu.
Right.
Probably a lot of loaded people up there. So that's one of the headlines on rawstory.com.
We've lost Valencia.
Elon is...
Where's that?
Poor Elon is a divorcing.
It's just off the 5. there's an IKEA
I'll
there.
I'll be there in 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck you. That's the other thing.
I wonder if that's what I was wondering. I don't know London well enough.
Hello.
Because the last 24 was shot in London.
Pip, pip.
And you know they did the same thing. Because if you watch 24, if you're not from California in Los Angeles, you would know how, you wouldn't know how ridiculous some of the shit he said. Like, he's like, I'm right by the La Brea tar pits. I've got to be by the airport. I'll be there in 4 minutes.
No, you won't.
He won't be there.
You won't be there today.
Minutes. Yeah. And
you're going to see a sunset before you get there. If you're taking a car, dickhead.
I wonder if it was the same in London. Like, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, he's. I'm at Trafalgar. I'll be at.
London's a crazy place for cars. I mean, maybe it's just because of my stupid Western ass can't figure out how to cross a street.
I almost met the spaghetti monster because of a fucking bus. I did the stupid American. I looked the wrong way to cross the street.
God.
And it was like 4 inches in front of my face. A big bus went.
You don't want to die in London.
The other direction.
Imagine you're on the ground. You're bleeding out after you get hit by a tiny little car. You're just looking up, and it's just a bunch of Brits with their dour fucking faces just staring at you.
Oh, look at how nice his teeth are. He must be American.
Yeah. They don't have a fucking feeling in their brain. They're just staring at you all sad. They're sad anyway. They're like, oh, I'm not any more or less sad after he got hit by a truck.
It's kind of a lithium-like nation.
Yeah, they walk around like
they're very dour.
Like Mylar party balloons.
Except when they get drunk.
And
binge.
Oh yeah.
Then they do some.
Well, the jocks in the UK are particularly empty and vacant, big and stupid. I don't think rugby necessarily makes you smart.
The soccer loonies.
Is there a misconception that rugby is more dignified and classier than football? No, I don't mean soccer. I mean the pigskin.
To them,
right?
I think, they don't get all the helmets and pads and stuff.
What about concussions?
One of our hosts on the Canlinguist talked about that. It was a rugby player, Alex Mandelberg.
Oh, yeah. God,
saying that they're taught
rugby.
They're taught the right way to tackle, that you wrap and pull the guy down. You don't slam your shoulder into his neck. You don't ram your head down into people's guts to bring them down. And that's kind of how the NFL has evolved into that kind of a thing, that the guys back in the 40s and the 50s with the little flappy Ronald Reagan helmets were probably more careful and getting less of those kind of injuries.
And they were also smaller
than the dudes now, because they were taught to wrap and drag a guy down, not to pummel him with the force of a torpedo like they're taught now to do.
Yeah.
Put your head down and slam into him, you know.
It's a good hit.
Kids in high school are getting fucking concussions.
There's no way, if I had a kid, there's no way he's playing football. I'd be like, sorry, I don't want to have a vegetable child walking around in his 20s.
That'd be hard.
No offense.
Yeah, that would be hard. I'd say play rugby.
I'd say.
You want to slam into other kids, but play
I'd tell him to go play tennis and golf.
Gotcha. Look at you. Country club.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do? I have a kid. You got to watch it now. All of a sudden, he's all.
Soccer's a big one.
You can hurt yourself playing that. Break a leg.
Play video games. Yeah. Play esports now.
Turn into a psychopath. Play those first person shooter games.
Esports is a thing, you know.
What is that?
People are now gathering in ridiculously large numbers to sit and watch big giant screens of people playing video games.
Would you do that?
No.
Who gives a fuck? I don't care. Look, this guy's amazing at Mario Kart. Right. Fuck off, honestly.
It's a giant Q-bert. Right?
Oh, look at the way he works the trackball on Centipede.
How old are those guys?
You play that.
Somebody's drifting through the internet radio right now, and they're like, Centipede.
Hey, fuck off, Drifter. Listen, you play that first-person shooter game. It's violent, man.
Some of my favorites are first-person shooters.
You shoot their heads, and their heads explode, and the whole screen turns red.
No, that sniper game, yeah.
So if you had to pull the trigger and actually take somebody out with a rifle, it would be easier for you. Because of those games.
You're saying I'm desensitized?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know that. I drive like a maniac in those games.
Yeah, you don't drive. You drive pretty conservatively.
Drive that much like a maniac.
You drive a little fast, but.
In real life. And the jury's still out on that.
What do you
mean?
That's not what Tipper Gore said when Al was running for president.
I mean, I think it can exacerbate I've seen people get pretty fucking pissed off playing video games.
That's the best. It didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
But it sucks. You can't even, video games now are all fucked up, right? Because you can hack them and you can cheat.
There's a lot of that going
on. Why would you do that? Where's the sport in that?
I don't get that one at all.
Is the video game culture killing sportsmanship?
Sportsmanship? Probably. I mean, no, there are still, look at esports. I mean, there are still.
That's a code?
Regular competitions and honorable,
right.
You know, honorable battles against people that aren't hacking and shit.
What
like
happens
that,
when so. you get a
honorable battles? Yeah, fat asses sitting with a joystick.
When you get a particular,
come hither.
When you get a particularly high score, does somebody from the government call you and say, "Hey, report to this cubicle. We need you to drive a drone."
Yeah, you never know.
You'll be Baghdad
flying a drone somewhere.
Why are they always? What are the drones? Where are they air? Why don't we have any tank drones? Do we have those or boat drones? Why is it just flying drones?
There might be underwater drones. We don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, at Best Buy, you can pick up a fucking drone for $40.
Those dolphins you strap a bomb to. There's a movie.
Give me a flipper. Give me a flipper.
George C. Scott.
Oh, what was it?
Do you remember that movie at all? There was a movie with George C. Scott, and kind of the point of the movie was that some terrorists.
It's called Wet Goddess.
We're strapping bombs. To Wet Goddess is a book that's written by a guy who fucked a dolphin.
No, he falls in love with a porpoise.
I'm sorry, it was love.
Or a dolphin. It was a porpoise or a dolphin that he had sex with. Funny thing is, he might not be able to tell the difference.
Gross.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm all off track.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm closing Elon Musk story. There you go.
Did you read that story about the chick in Florida who... I don't know. She smeared poo in somebody's face. It's the worst Floridian.
No, I may have missed that.
I'm a woman smears poop on Macy's employees during shoplift attempt. She was busted though. She stole something, was trying to get away, put her hands on her pants and put a big through smeared somebody's
smeared poop. There was a guy.
God, it's a what? Could you imagine like working at Macy's? Week, $8 an hour. I got shit on my face.
There was a guy last week who. Like, walked into a police station and shit. And started smearing it all over the place.
Fucking video games.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Was arrested.
Right. Video game culture.
I got some quick stories here. This is just the headlines, funny. From thesmokinggun.com. This is a holiday story. Because, you know, the holidays are beautiful and wonderful. Man choked wife with roll of wrapping paper.
Wait, is she dead?
At Christmas Day.
Is she dead?
No.
Oh my God.
In Missouri, David Hampton, 33, has been locked up for domestic assault after he allegedly used a cardboard roll of wrapping paper to choke his wife.
What happened? What
we
was
shouldn't
the
be
argument?
Laughing. Domestic no. violence is horrible.
Right. What was the argument over, I wonder?
The wife said she blacked out. The police are saying she has injuries consistent with being strangled, charged with felony domestic assault. Doesn't say what caused it.
Did the presents ever get wrapped?
He's locked up in lieu of $50,000 cash bail.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's sad.
Speaking of cash bail.
$50,000. That's it. Is that a lot?
You probably have to come up with 10% or something ridiculous like that. Isn't that?
I don't know.
Which I don't understand. If it's what the like, if your bail is set at $50,000, but then you actually only have to pay 10% of it,
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Oh, I think you're putting up a bond that covers right. all of it, and like your house.
Oh,
and if you skip out and default on the bond, then they take your house.
I see.
I think
So he's got $50,000 bail and stuff like that. We were talking about the police since we're talking about the popo. And yesterday we mentioned, go to crabdiving.com or Stitcher or iTunes. On yesterday's show, we were talking about how this police slowdown.
Oh, my God, in New York.
That these cops in New York, that's an unofficial slowdown. But, you know, the union says, we're not sanctioning it, but we understand.
I mean, so now what are they doing to get paid?
Well, they're showing up. I mean, but there's no quotas. You can't. That's one of the things that. You know, people rightfully complain about is you shouldn't we shouldn't have quotas because then that makes the cops go out and start looking for shit to
drum up. Yeah, because they turn it into a money-making operation, right? For the city, it's revenue grabs. That's why they're out writing stupid tickets.
Right. So now people, they're finding out that crime is down 60-something percent, you know, because they're not arresting people. But it also isn't, like, going to shit. So if the cops said, allegedly the story that went out is only arrest when it's absolutely necessary. But doesn't that by definition mean that they are arresting when it's not necessary?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a good thing. Only arrest when it's absolutely necessary. Well, okay.
Right.
As opposed to?
What does that mean?
That's fucked up.
And, like, parking tickets are way down. Drunk and disorderly. You know what happened? The cops are stopping being up everybody's dick.
Yeah.
To fill their quotas. And to prove their own existence. So they're shooting they're shooting themselves in the foot by saying, if this is all a ploy, which it kind of is because it's negotiation time for contracts, this ain't helping. You're proving that what you do is wrong, and you're too big and going out.
You're bloated.
And turning people upside down, beating them up, and shaking them down for drugs just to throw them in jail.
Are you saying there's a chance they might need to stop buying, like, gigantic armored personnel carriers and tank-like vehicles and shit?
That's a lot of these pundits are speculating, though, is, you know, they're going to start pulling and they already kind of have the terrorism card.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but the cops are the ones who protect us here on our soil from the terrorists, Ryan.
Well, what would have really protected us from the terrorists is somebody double-checking George Bush's email inbox. I mean, like, Georgie, here's an email that says that the terrorists are coming on September 11th, and they're going to fly a plane into a building. Do you want to read this?
Right.
No, I can't.
I'm a little busy.
I'm reading an article from Jezebel. Yeah.
I'm online playing poker with Brownie.
Yeah, that's it. I'm playing poker. That would be the worst thing ever if there was something that was released, like President George W. Bush's, like, online poker records from his presidential term. Yeah. How is he playing 15 hours a day and running the country? That's what I want to know.
So that's the story there. What else have we got here? I've got... I got some funny. The guy. Okay, that choked him. Pope Francis.
Oh, Pope Francis.
Yeah, it's just the non-coverage. The story is the non-coverage on Fox, or the coverage on Fox that Pope Francis, who's been calling for action now on climate change.
I mean, that's weird coming from a church, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, the Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Well, and I've got an idea. How about telling people they can wear rubbers?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll help a lot more. I mean, I agree with you on the climate change, Popey, but, you know, there's some other stuff that you could directly do to save millions of lives, potentially.
Just
tell them that they can put something on their
dick. Or tell them that God is ordering you to put a condom on. These people will listen to anything you fucking say. So tell them they have to wear condoms all of a sudden now. Why not? God told me.
The Pope's angle is that, you know, poor people and poor nations are less equipped to deal with climate change. And that,
yes,
we all have to step up. And, you know, the rich asshole nations, not the Pope's.
Did he say step up to the plate?
No, he did not.
I was saying, oh, my God, a baseball reference from the Pope.
But
very strange.
The screen cap from Fox News reporting on the Pope says, happening now, Pope Francis to continue his activist style in 2015.
That is not negative to me.
He's an activist, Ryan.
Wow.
Got to watch out. there might be a socialist usurping the popetitude.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to try to calm down. There's someone in power acknowledging climate change.
Right.
Kind of seems like the bare fucking minimum, no?
The conservatives are worried that, you know, the Pope is steering people wrong on science because, you know, Pope is teaching people that this climate change is real. We all know that's fake. So the right is having a really hard time on how to attack this Pope.
Right. Didn't he say something this week on income inequality, too?
Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they again, they have to try to dance around that.
He's like, we got to end this era of modern day slavery.
Sarah Palin said something horrible. I don't even remember what it was, but she commented on that. Like, you know, oh, this Pope is saying socialist things or something like that. Yeah. Like anybody gets.
Well, those people, the Tea Party, they don't have any. They don't really listen to the Pope. They're these. I feel like the Tea Party, those religious people are like, they're Protestant.
Right. So the Pope is.
It's just God.
On the fast track to hell, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't mean anything to them. He's pretending to speak for the Lord and Savior.
I mean, yes. And to be fair, the Pope thinks everyone else is going to hell. It doesn't take the Holy Sacrament. So, I mean, pick.
Right.
pick your loonies.
Speaking of loonies, Glenn Beck. A little bump for Glenn. And in the loss for Fox News, you know, Fox News is having that those carriage contracts fell apart with Dish Network. And Dish
what does that Network mean? What's a carriage contract?
Fox News was saying, in order for you to carry all of these channels, you also have to pay this for these other channels that we want.
And Okay.
Dish Network was like, well, fuck you.
Eat a dick.
And Fox said, well, fuck you. We'll take Fox News and Fox Business off of your station. Okay. And Dish Network said, okay. And they have now replaced, they still haven't gotten together. They still failed to reach an agreement. Fox News' overall ratings have taken a hit because, you know, I guess there's a lot of doomsday preppers out there with satellites. God.
They're sad. It's like, I can't look at Megyn Kelly's legs.
Oh, it's a left-wing conspiracy.
Oh, it totally is.
Obama has...
to silence Fox News.
Silence the only true news out there. well, now they've replaced the conservative-leaning Fox News with another network.
Right.
And it says, on his Facebook page, Glenn Beck announced, due to circumstances beyond my control, Dish has removed Fox News and given the Blaze TV their spot in the channel lineup.
That's awesome.
That means if you have Dish, you can now watch the Blaze on channel 212 and channel 205 100% free. I have no idea how long The Blaze will be on in place of Fox News, but for those of you looking for a channel that shares your values and principles, I hope you will give The Blaze a chance. We're not looking to replace Fox News. That's a lie.
Well,
in fact, I think The Blaze offers you something completely different.
Agreed.
Crazier.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if these right-wing nut jobs are going to be down for Glenn and all his theatrics.
We will provide insight that no one else gives.
Agreed.
But in the coming months, you will also see the beginning of an effort to change the culture.
Of what? The planet?
Hasn't he already?
Isn't he dressing up? Isn't he dressing up in like plastic and reenacting like what?
Well, yeah, he's got all kinds.
What was the Ebola act he did? He had somebody throw pudding at him.
He wore the protocol. The shield and the face shield and the outfit that they wear when they're dealing with Ebola. And then he had somebody fling spaghetti and meatballs at him to simulate projectile vomit. And then in a great, brilliant art direction, he decided that to simulate explosive diarrhea, he would have them throw chocolate pudding at him.
Yeah. And also, didn't they just squirt Hershey syrup? That's what I would do. I mean, that to me, like, okay, we got to reenact explosive diarrhea. I'd be like, give me some Hershey's and squirt.
And then the thing was that he was supposed to remove this safety equipment.
Yeah, and take it in the
without
face.
Getting any of the shit or the chocolate or spaghetti.
And he failed, didn't he?
On him. Well, that was his point. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said, they're inadequately trained, and how do I get out of this without a buddy? And, you know.
Without a buddy.
I saw another meme talking about the Ebola.
Right.
Which a couple of the...
come here, buddy.
A couple of the news outlets voted the biggest bullshit story of 2014. The screaming about Ebola and the, what, one, two we had here?
Two whole cases.
That were diagnosed here, maybe?
Ebola's in ISIS now.
It is. Coming across the border with prayer rugs. But it was something, I swear it was like four figures. I swear it was 1,000 news stories leading up to the election in November that had to do with Ebola. And then right after the election happened, there's been like 50 stories about it. Like nobody gives a flying fuck anymore.
But Ebola's still there. It's not cured, right? There's still an outbreak in Africa.
Still, yeah.
It's still the fucking same.
Right.
We're stupid.
But they can't blame Obama for bringing it over.
But if it still is much of a threat as it was earlier this year, then why aren't we still terrified?
Because now the Russians are coming in subs or something. Now ISIS
is coming.
Is Putin
more scary?
Well, now it's the black people.
Than Ebola.
Ferguson happened. So the right is thrilled now because now they can point somebody in your backyard and say, look, there's a brown one who's going to come for your shit and looting.
Yeah.
And they're going to come kill you and rape your pristine daughters.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on there.
Wow.
the blaze. Congratulations, Glenn Beck. A little bump. His forward network gets kicked off.
That must be more money for him. That's great. God, we need that to happen.
I
wish Dish Network would call us and be like, listen, we're not running MSNBC before anymore. We're replacing it with crab diving.
With crab diving. Listen to the other great stuff that's here on the network.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the Cantilinguists.
Coming up next.
If you're listening live, the Cantilinguists are coming up next at 4 p.m. Pacific. That's a rerun. They'll have a brand new, sparkling, green, shiny.
Freshly packed.
Nice buds for you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Saturday is a brand new show. And runs 4 p.m., reruns every day. Then at 7 p.m. is the Hollywood Hick. Tonight, we might, depending on if the Hick has survived his technical difficulties, which he was messaging us about earlier.
Oh, my God.
We may or may not have a brand new Hollywood Hick tonight. If we don't, it's a rerun of Tuesday's show. Otherwise, it will be a brand new, sparkling Hollywood Hick for you. Gossip, Hollywood, movies, stupid criminals and stuff. The very funny Mr. Brent Paris.
News of Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Breaking the fuck up with
being people. An asshole.
8 p.m. here on the network. We have sports, our sports show, The Daily Upper Decker. And then 9 o'clock, the rerun of Morning Wood, which is live every weekday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then we rerun at 9 p.m. for you to get your Morning Wood at night.
I love that.
And then 11 p.m., the brand new show here on the network. The very funny Mr. John Silver with his insights.
Pieces of silver.
Manifestoing at late at night, 11 p.m. here on the Western Coast.
It's a different type of show. It's narrative. He tells stories.
It is. It's like a audio diary kind of what's going on.
Right now he's telling a story of how he lost his smartwatch.
Breaks it up into little pieces, he records on different days sometimes, and he'll be in a different mood. It's very stream of consciousness, very fascinating and funny.
It's good. It's good for nighttime.
Listen to that at 11 p.m.
Yes.
Here on the network, and overnight. We rerun all the time, and blah, 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 blah.
Did we mention the sports show?
We did.
Oh, okay,
Daily
cool.
Decker at 8.
Okay, let's make sure.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to all the stuff here on the Crab Diving Network, 24/7 streaming for your ear holes. Let's see, what else have I got? I've got a story. We talked about Harry Reid. We're wishing him the best, right?
Didn't the Republicans make some remark about him and his accident?
Oh, I haven't seen it. I'm sure. What?
I don't know. I glanced halfway at it, but I didn't read it. I thought we might be talking about it, so I just didn't look at it. Save it for the show, but
I've got. Did you see what's going on in Florida? This, the judge ruled in Florida that they had to start, letting people be treated equally and let same-sex people fucking get married.
That sucks.
And
I'm just kidding.
their attorney general there in Florida, she's a right-wing nut job, stain. She's was vowing to fight it to the end. And finally, this judge overturned it. So they were like, okay, well, starting on January 6th, we got to start allowing them. Well, now, some of these assholes, some of these clerks are saying, well, we're still not going
to
do it.
Bullshit. You have to do it. It's a fucking law.
Because
it's these people's civil fucking rights.
Right. And so now the judge had to clarify and came out again with another ruling yesterday that was like, no, you will abso-fucking-lutely start giving these marriages, or you could be held in criminally liable.
You're put in jail.
Right.
You're denying someone their rights.
So that's what's happened. But now there are a couple of municipalities. I didn't even know you could do this. They probably had to pay for it or whatever.
I'm seceding.
You could have an actual ceremony. Apparently they have a room at the courthouse or at the Capitol building or wherever you're going.
Right.
That not only can you pick up your civil marriage license.
Right.
And have that and be married, because that's all you need.
Yeah.
But you can also, there were, I guess, places where you could also have a little bit of a ceremony of some sort. You could rent the room at the courthouse or
yeah,
whatever and have whatever ceremony you want.
Right.
A bunch of places in Florida have now gotten rid of that.
Oh, they just took the room out?
Yeah, they're like, if we have to marry a couple of homos, we're not going to do it all.
You know, I don't understand where this why are people terrified of gay marriage? It's just stupid. It's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. You know, I get some gay friends. I don't know what to tell you. Florida, fuck off.
It's the Pfeiffer rule. You have to have gay friends.
Get some gay friends.
Right. And black friends.
Right.
And real black friends. Not like I know a guy down at the down at the work.
Look at all the black people in my Facebook feed. Look at them. See?
Right. I have a couple of black friends.
There's an Asian one.
So some of these clerks now have had to get
smacked
down.
These clerks.
Right.
Fuck you. And fuck what are these people that don't want to sit next to women on planes because of their stupid fucking religion? Fuck you too. Right. Oh, I can't stand that. If I was on a plane, it's being held up because I'm some asshole. It's like, I can't sit next to a woman because I'll go to hell.
I can't touch one.
Well, go to hell. Burn in hell. I want this plane off the fucking ground so I can get out of it.
And there's some.
Then they stand up the rest of the flight because they're dumb.
That's crazy. And they're I'm
dullards.
Fine with that. If
I don't like
turbulence
that.
And you fly, start flying around as long as I don't
hit me.
Hit.
No, I want you. I don't like when people mill around
on a flight.
No.
You want everybody sedated.
Sit down, stare straight ahead. Don't talk to me
under threat of tasing.
I just don't. I just, God, it's just fucking annoying.
I've got one more quick story. Did you see? Oh, before we get to it, in the New York Daily News, there's some people
Hello.
On social media took pictures of the receipts that they paid for Uber in New York.
Oh, really?
There was one where they do that multiplier. Is that how it works? Like, there's some weird multiplier.
If it's prime hours or something.
Yeah, and it's peak. You know they say here's your fare. And here's the tip you gave, and here's the multiplier due to
demand.
Due to demand or whatever. And even though Uber tweeted out, they're like, look, if you're going to take an Uber,
you're gonna get
it's
going
to be crazy tonight. Try to order it right at midnight if you're going to be out or wait till later. After 2:30 a.m., they were recommended. But one person tweeted out, the base fare
right.
Was $2.80. The distance
Holy
they went
shit.
Was... The $13.80 was $13.86.
Oh, I thought you said 280.
No, the time that it took them, apparently it takes time. Yeah. You pay for the time, $4.68. So the fare was $21.31.
Okay.
Normal fare.
Kind of reasonable.
Surge times 6.9, which added $125.90,
shit.
Making this ride worth $148.
Well,
and 24 cents.
I took mass transit, and my total ride for New Year's Eve was $1.75 times two, which is.
Did they run late?
Yeah, they ran all night.
Oh, they didn't stop at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
No,
when they usually
no, no.
do or whatever.
Fine.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, Uber and Lyft—they always do that during surge hours.
That's nuts. Here's another person who's 187. Here's one who was $179.
Well, plan better, dumbasses.
Good God, right.
Yeah, don't
probably
be stupid.
Drunk off your fucking ass, probably.
They were in New York?
I mean, if you're going to split it among
three
people, but still.
Take a fucking the train, dumbass.
Anywhere. You can get anywhere.
Yeah.
On the New York subway. Yeah, I don't understand that at all. So, yeah, outraged Uber passengers are posting their receipts on social media. But Uber is basically saying, well, you know, we told you so. We warned you. I mean, I don't know what to say. What is it? 357. Oh, we should probably end the show. We'll get to the we'll get to the woman who got in trouble for mailing cow poop tomorrow on the or Monday on the show.
Oh, that's right.
I'm all fucked up because
we're gonna have a couple
holidays.
Of days for some Florida stories to accumulate
to bubble up.
That the poop smear. That lady's from Florida. Did I mention that?
Oh yeah. Don't forget to listen to all the stuff over the weekend. We got a brand new Can of Linguists 4 p.m. tomorrow. Tonight, a brand new, hopefully, Hollywood Hick 7 p.m. And rerunning all kinds of other stuff over the weekend. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media outlets. We're all over the fucking place. We're on Twitter. We're on
Facebook.
On Instagram. On
Tumblr.
Tumblr. Google Plus. Twitter is at Facebook, or is that, God.
We're trying so hard to engage you.
It's at Crab Diving.
It's a real effort.
And it's Crab Diving every fucking where else.
Yes.
Ryan Pfeiffer will be doing some comedial type stuff. What's the next gig?
On Monday, I'll be at El Cid in Silver Lake at 10 p.m.
There you go.
For a show.
Go to Rated R Comedy for where Ryan's going to be and for his funny musings on Twitters and tweets and stuff like that.
Follow,
at Rated R
Comedy. Oh, follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter for his funny atheistic musings on Twitter at Vile Experience.
Thank you. And everything is at crabdiving.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. And go off and pray to your gay god.
Cha-ching.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.